serve as the lead for the hearing at this time, so please just hang on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Robert Rose, 068894.
Thank you, sir. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for the 31412A parole hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll introduce the board, beginning on the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. I'll begin this hearing with a summary. Mr. Robert Rose, ADC number 068894, is 49 years old. The crime of murder in the first degree occurred on or about September 26, 1987. He was approximately 18 years old at the time of the incident offense. He pled guilty and was sentenced to life imprisonment on August 8, 1988. He also owes $5,000 in restitution. He appealed his case on December 4th, 1990, and his conviction was upheld. He has been parole eligible since October 17, 2014. He has a criminal history, which includes four misdemeanor convictions for criminal damage, shoplifting, criminal trespassing, and contributing to the delinquent of a minor. It should be noted that the incident offense in question represents a serious escalation in violent behavior. I'll read a summary of the offense in question. Mr. Rose and co-defendant Scott Schultz placed nail spike boards across the road with the intent to ambush someone and steal their vehicle. 83-year-old David Tissaw was driving his truck, and he stopped to remove the boards from the roadway. Mr. Rose and Schultz attacked Mr. Tissaw, whereupon Mr. Rose shot him. Mr. Tissaw died of a single gunshot wound to the forehead. Mr. Rose was apprehended 2 days later in Tempe with Mr. Tissaw's truck. According to Mr. Rose's institutional progress report, he's had considerable programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections. He has a release plan that includes acceptance into the Deep Within Rehabilitation Halfway House. He's had significant discipline in DOC from 1989 through 2018 with numerous drug-related infractions, and his last major on April 19, 2018 for positive or refusal to UA. This appears to be his fourth hearing before the board. I did not find any letters of support in his parole packet, but we do have a May 29, 2018 letter from the Yavapai County Attorney's Office opposing his parole. Mr. Rose, does my summary sound accurate?
Yes.
Sir, most of this board has not heard your case before. If I read the parole packet correctly, the last time you were before the board was in January of 2017, suggesting that at least four members of this board were not at that hearing. There was a big turnover in board members. Just for a little side note here, every 5 years or so, there's new appointments on the board, so you're facing a relatively new board, with the exception of our board chairman. So this is a chance for this board to get to know you. Can you tell us about your offense and why you think You are deserving of supervised release. Thank you, Mr. Rose.
I know what I did was wrong, and if I could take it back, I would. But I'm trying to better myself and get as much education as I can to try and do better. I just finished an anger management to try and help myself get better. My deepest in recovery is a rehab center, so they're willing to accept me and give me a chance at that. But I'm not even sure what to say, so. But I was told I had a letter sent there from an officer, but every other was sent there in time. I know I sent the acceptance letter from a rehab there. I said, I don't really know what to say, because I know what I did was wrong, and if I could, like I said, if I could change it, I would.
Well, first of all, sir, I thought I did a pretty good scouring of the parole packet. It's pretty large, but I don't think we received a letter from us. Did you state that a corrections officer may have written a letter for you? Is that correct?
Yeah, my boss said he sent a letter in.
Okay. Now, I do have the Deep Within Rehab acceptance letter. I don't think I have anything on Department of Corrections letterhead from one of the officers. So I'm certainly not denying that was done. I'm just saying that it would seem that document didn't at least get to me as the panel lead. But I will certainly take that a corrections officer wrote a letter on your behalf in good faith. I do want to commend you for the considerable amount of programming that you've had. It looks like since 2000, you've done quite a bit of programming and self-development. It looks like you got your GED, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then a lot of trade classes. Have you been learning how to be a mechanic? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Have you completed some sort of certification?
No, there's no way for me to finish it in here.
Understood. Nonetheless, that is very positive. That you have chosen a halfway house that specializes in rehabilitation is also, I think, a positive sign. I think of concern is that you've had so many infractions that are drug-related, and it would seem, now I'll ask you specifically what happened, but it seems that all the way through April 2018, you have what appears to be drug-related discipline inside the Department of Corrections. I recognize this last one was for positive refusal to UA. You may have your reasons for that, but am I correct that you have had problems with substance abuse inside the Department of Corrections?
Yes, it has, and I've been trying to get help to correct that.
And were you exposed to drugs before your prison sentence? I recognize you were very young when you were convicted. Or is this a habit that you developed while you were inside the Department of Corrections?
It happened while I was in the department.
And what was your drug of choice, sir?
Either methamphetamine or heroin.
And have you been able to clean up from your drug use in these recent years?
I've been able to cut it down as much as I can. Like, as you say, I just had a ticket for in April, but I've passed 5 UAs since then.
Well, I hope that suggests a commitment to stay sober. Again, we find it tragic that there's drug addiction that happens both inside and outside the correction system, but at the end of the day, we hope that people choose a life of sobriety, especially considering how devastating methamphetamine and heroin addiction can be. Just 1 second, sir. Okay, I mentioned earlier in the summary that there was also restitution that was part of your conviction. Have you been able to pay down any of that restitution since you've been inside the Department of Corrections, sir?
I was always thought that they were taking that out from my state base. I didn't even know I still had a restitution left.
Well, I don't know that either. I guess, do you have some sort of confirmation that you quit off the restitution, or is it just something that you thought that has happened?
Well, I had thought they did because they're always taking out percentage of state base. So, I thought it was already done.
Well, I would encourage you, one way or the other, regardless of how this board votes today, to get some sort of confirmation as to whether or not restitution was coming out of any money that you've earned inside the Department of Corrections. Because if we voted today to consider supervised release, that would be an issue. Or if you continue to be inside the Department of Corrections, at least you would know whether or not restitution has been dealt with.
Okay.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson.
Sir, I just, you tested positive for methamphetamine this year?
Yes, sir.
So, are you still doing drugs while you're incarcerated? I see you also tested positive, I believe it was in 16 or 17, for morphine.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when this incident occurred, according to the information we have, it says that you and the defendant, co-defendant, had been smoking marijuana at the time?
That is why I told him.
Okay. And were you guys drinking alcohol too?
I didn't drink on the street.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any other questions before? Oh, yes, Dr. Wright.
Just one quick question, sir. I noticed that each time you come before this board, the past three times, including today, you've changed the way you look to how you would reside if this board saw fit to release you. I take note that in 16 you were going to live with your cousin, and 17 you were going to reside with your brother in Kansas, and this time you were going to reside with deep within. So why do you change each time, sir?
I just lost my mom last year, so I have no reason to go to Kansas, so I'm trying to do something here.
We're indeed sorry to hear that you lost your mother, so please accept our condolences there.
Yes,
so, I think you've already answered this, but were you high, you and your co-defendant high? What was happening? It seemed to me that you destroyed these strips out there, this, what, 83-year-old man just ran over him, and then y'all shot him? Is that halfway correct, sir?
But yeah, but the way it happened, it wasn't supposed to happen. The way it was supposed to get hurt. I got scared.
So, what was supposed to have happened, sir? I guess it's not possible.
We were just going to tie him up and take his truck that was out.
Did you know him, or he just happened to show up at that time, sir?
He just happened to show up there.
And of course, we read it. Tell us, how did you get caught? How did the police officers catch you? How did they find out that you and your co-defendant were involved in this incident, sir?
I was in his truck.
And happened. They just saw you in the truck and stopped you and...
Yeah, they pulled me over, I got out of the truck and they arrested me.
I guess my final question, which you've already answered, but I just want to ask it again. Do you have a serious drug problem at this time? Because it seemed to me that you continued to use drugs. Just looking at the records, it seemed to me that you're using more drugs now than you were, let's say, 4 or 5 years ago. Has it increased, or what has happened, sir, in terms of drug use?
Like I said, I've been trying to stop. That's the reason I'm reaching out to the rehab center. It's hard to get into the process here because the APIC lifers don't apply because we don't have a chance to get out. So it's hard for us to get into any kind of drug classes. And the ones I've got in, I've completed.
Did they let you into NA or AA? Any of those programs? I know they're different, but have you had any taken advantage of those programs, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm already involved in NA and AA. But if you're seeing it, I don't know. I know it's run by an inmate, so...
Well, let me ask this from your perspective. Nobody else is... Are those programs helpful to you, or are you kind of wasting your time by participating in those programs? Your perspective, sir.
Well, as it's being run, I think it's a waste of time. Like, I did my anger management, it was run by mental health. So, they actually care about what was going on.
But the AA and NA, they're just not that helpful to you the way that they're being operated at this time, sir.
No, they're not. That's the reason I'm reaching out to the people within recovery.
Now, you mentioned the fact that an officer should have sent a letter, which we do not have at this time of week. It's not in any of our packages at this time. Do you have any other support out there aside from them and the deep within? I mean, any relatives or anybody else out there supporting you, although we don't have letters or phone calls today? Are there others out there who would be supportive of you, sir?
Yeah, all my family's out of state. All in Kansas. If I was to get out, they would be able to help me out. They would come to see me and make sure I was doing good. But I don't know why they haven't done anything. I haven't even been able to get a hold of my brother since my mom passed away, so I don't know what they're doing out there.
Okay, so. Well, you have no relatives at all in the state of Arizona?
I have one aunt, but she travels around.
Okay, so. Okay, well, that's all I'm going to ask at the moment. Thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Wright. Any other questions from the board members? Okay, Mr. Rose, I did ask some follow-up, and I do try to keep my questions upbeat, especially when there's been progress. As I stated earlier, I recognize that you've done quite a bit of programming. I think there are some good follow-up questions regarding how you feel that anger management is useful, but how AANA, at least the way it's run inside the DOC, you do not feel is useful. But getting back to the crime itself, there's something I don't understand, and that is, how did this escalate to such a violent situation? I asked this, you said that it wasn't if there was a plan, the crime did not transpire the way it was planned. But why were you armed and why were you scared?
Because I wasn't used to committing crimes like that or taking something for somebody. So when it all happened, I just got scared. I was a stupid kid.
Well, I certainly recognize that you were very young. But what was it that scared you? This was an 83-year-old man.
I couldn't even see who it was. All I seen was lights off the truck. It was at nighttime.
Well, Well, thank you for your honesty. We're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us. But this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important to share before we deliberate?
No, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly. I know that you've been through a few hearings in these recent years, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself and the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I recognize that I am repeating some things that have already been said. I do appreciate that Mr. Rose has been very aggressive with his programming and his personal development. I liked hearing that anger management was useful to him. It's unfortunate. I don't really understand the inner workings of the different yards when it comes to AA and NA. I find it unfortunate that that's not a program that's working for him, considering that he does have ongoing drug abuse or addiction issues inside the Department of Corrections. So I will keep it short in beginning the discussion and say that based on the serious and violent nature of this incident offense, his continued disciplinary infractions, especially in regards to drug use, I believe that there's substantial reason to believe that he will not adhere to the conditions of supervision of release. And I'm saying based on that behavior inside the Department of Corrections. But I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree.
Thank you, fellow board members. I'm going to go make a motion then, and that is based on the information. Pardon me, I think I was using different language there, but based on the information that we gathered today regarding Mr. Robert Rose, ADC number 068894, my motion is to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, a home arrest, and based on the year of the offense, I would ask for a 1-year set off, and that is my motion.
Second?
Agree.
Second, agreed upon, pardon me, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Rittenhouse. Again, I ask for a 1-year set off. Release type denied, disposed of A for 11HA. And my reasons are as follows. It's serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, as this was I would say an elderly individual, serious bodily injury, history of continued substance abuse, prior criminal history is that he had 4 previous convictions that were misdemeanors. Institutional behavior with ongoing drug abuse, recent disciplinary infraction, and I will be specific on the release plan. He does have a release plan. He was certainly very poised before the board, and I appreciate that. We don't have much in the way of family or community support. Is there anything else that any fellow board member would like to add? Okay, Mr. Rose, the board voted unanimously to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest, and we gave our reasons. Are the reasons clear to you?
Yes, sir.
Well, we want to thank you. Again, I meant it. You were very pleasant with this board. I believe you were straightforward and candid. It sounds like that you have some ongoing issues with drugs, and we highly encourage you to take advantage of these coming months to continue to seek whatever treatment. I know you stated that you weren't a fan of AONA, but I would encourage you to revisit that, as that seems to be the one program that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections. This hearing is coming to a close. We'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Rose.
Yes, sir.